Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WIPR. If I asked you what a taxicab, a school bus, and those double lines in the middle of the road that Baltimore drivers like to ignore all have in common, you'd hopefully say they are all a distinctive bright yellow. In a few minutes, you'll be able to say they are all a distinctive bright yellow, and that yellow paint, and the rocks that go into making that paint, and the person behind it all came from Baltimore. The person was Isaac Tyson, born and raised in Baltimore as the son of a grain merchant. When Tyson was a teenager aboard one of his father's grain ships, he found himself shipwrecked off the coast of France. He survived and got to shore, but with no easy way home, he decided to stay a while and study chemistry and geology at a local university. When he finally got back to Maryland, he had no idea what his newfound education would lead him to discover. So the story goes like this. Tyson was running errands in Bel Air and went to a country store where he saw a door being propped open by a rock. Now, most people would have just passed by that rock without a second thought, but with his geology and chemistry education in France, Tyson knew something that most people didn't. The rock was chromite, which, when processed correctly, would produce brightly colored pigments that weren't yet common in the United States. Keeping this information to himself, he asked the shopkeeper where he got the rock, and the shopkeeper pointed in the direction of a nearby field. Walking over there, Tyson found that it was filled with chromite. Then he went back to his family's farm at Bear Hills off of Falls Road, where he found even more. By 1813, Tyson had started mining chromite in multiple places in Maryland, including Soldier's Delight in Baltimore County. Each of these had one thing in common. They're home to a rare ecoregion called Serpentine Barrens. Tyson was the first to realize that there is a correlation between Serpentine Barrens and chromite rocks. Worldwide, Serpentine Barrens are one of the rarest ecosystems, but Maryland had upwards of 100,000 acres of them. So Tyson, whose family had a little money, bought up all the barrens he could find in Maryland. Then he went to Pennsylvania and Virginia and bought up more. Luckily for Tyson, at this same time, the world's leading supplier of chromite, mines in Siberia, ran out, and Tyson found himself with a virtual worldwide monopoly on the mineral. So why was chromite so special? For one thing, it's a key ingredient to creating a color called chrome yellow, which is bright and easy to spot. No wonder school buses use it. Before that, a variation of the color, chrome ochre, caught the attention of Britain's Princess Charlotte, who used it to paint her carriage. Princesses often are social influencers, and so this caught on. Soon, everybody of fashion in London wanted a chrome ochre carriage. Then owners of carriages for hire copied the craze and painted their vehicles the same. When motorized carriages came about, we call them taxis, they kept the traditional chrome yellow color. And when we needed lines in the road to keep all these motorized carriages in their proper lanes, we again turned to chrome yellow, all from Isaac Tyson. Originally, Tyson exported chromite to London to be processed, but eventually decided to do it himself, establishing Baltimore Chrome Works in 1845 in what's now Harbor Point. But while chromite created beautiful colors, its processing had disastrous consequences. One byproduct is hexavalent chromium, an incredibly toxic carcinogen. Tyson's Baltimore Chrome Works disposed of this on site for many years. Today, we've cleaned up Harbor Point with a $100 million environmental restoration job, and mostly have stopped using chrome and paint. But the vibrant colors that Tyson's chromite gave us live on in our vehicles and our streets. All thanks to some Maryland rocks and a shipwrecked young Baltimorean who took advantage of them. For more information on Isaac Tyson, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.